Over the next few days for our devotionals, I want to look at the great theme of revival. It's something that's close to the hearts of many, many people, and perhaps two of the classic verses that set down the blueprint for revival are found in 2 Chronicles chapter 7. Solomon has just finished building and then dedicating the temple. Prayer has been offered. The glory of God has filled the house. And then the Lord comes and gives Solomon a wonderful promise. In 2 Chronicles 7, verse 13, he says, "If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among the people, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways and seek my face, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land." This land of ours needs healing. This land of ours, spiritually and morally and in many other ways, is in need of healing. It's a sin-sick land that we live in. Spiritually, it reminds me of the people of Isaiah's day, whenever he said concerning the nation of Israel at that time, from the sole of the head to the crown of the feet, there is no soundness in it but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores that have not been covered up nor mollified with ointment. If you're a Christian today and you know the teaching of the Word of God, you do not need me to elaborate and to remind you that this land of ours is in desperate need of healing. And here in Solomon's day, God spoke about a time perhaps still to come whenever the land would need healing. Locusts devouring the land, drought facing the land, and then pestilence among the people. And we're living in days of a great pandemic, not just of COVID-19, but a pandemic of sin and a pandemic of immorality. We think of last year in this presence of ours and all of the things that went on with the new legislation regarding the very liberal abortion laws that legalised the killing of the unborn in virtually any circumstance. And then we think as well of the redefinition of marriage and the great attack that there is upon the foundations of Scripture and the great attack that there is upon the foundations as well of the home. Our land stands in need of healing. We think as well of even this lockdown, and it's amazing just whenever we listen to public figures speaking about the easing of lockdown restrictions, and they want to open the pubs again, and they want to open the hotels again. The off-licences were never closed to begin with. Abortion clinics are still open, and they want to open bookmaker shops as well. But there's no talk, as far as I can see, on the media at any rate, from the government regarding the opening again of the public worship of God, the opening again of churches. It seems to be right at the very bottom of the list. And all of those things indicate to me that our land stands in need of healing. The Bible speaks about a people who have no thought of God in their hearts. God is not in their thoughts. Psalm 10 and verse 4. And the great answer is revival. What is revival? Revival is a community, Duncan Campbell said, a community saturated with God. Revival, Dr. Patton said, is the inrush of life into a body that threatens to become a corpse. Revival is whenever God awakens his people, stirs up their hearts, brings them back to the Bible, brings them back to prayer, brings them back to hungering and thirsting after righteousness. Revival is whenever the blessing of God so fills the church that it flows out into a community and radically changes a society, a town, a village, a hamlet, a county, or even a nation. We need God to heal our land. Will you pray to that end and join with us as we seek the face of our God and humble ourselves before him and entreat God for a gracious revival?